East Coast Breakfast.
Three more sleeps till we wake up early to watch other people wake up earlier and run the 98th Comrades Marathon. Guys, it's a thing. It really is a thing. Yesterday, we spoke to Basil Cook from Wentworth. Wentys is doing the things.
No, Wentys is alive.
No, you're doing stuff, Wentys. We see you and recognize you and just keep doing your amazing work. He's running his, I don't know what's wrong with these people, 37th. And he says supporters along the route are the ones that give the athletes the power, the energy, the strength after 50 Ks to get them to the finish line.
Yeah, second wind. That's what he said.
Yeah, you are the second wind.
Okay, so
when I pass wind at home, I get shouted at.
Yeah.
And at work.
Yeah.
Yeah. But on the road, you are the second wind. So that's why we want to celebrate you, the spectator. What is your comrade's tradition?
What do you do?
We all do different things. Do you get up early and drive somewhere to support the runners? Do you follow people on the app? Do you just watch it on TV? Whatever you do, are you going to be flying a drone and watching, following?
I want to know what you do.
Yeah, so what have you been doing? 061-792-9495. Please send us a WhatsApp voice note.
Well, let's say good morning to Mandisa from Pietermaritzburg, because I think she's got a very cool comrades tradition. Good morning, Mandisa.
Good morning, Carmen. How are you?
Amazing, Mandisa. I'm really excited to share this. Please, can you tell us about this comrades tradition that you've been doing for all these years?
Okay, as a family, my aunt used to wake us up like just before it starts. So it watches from the start line up until the last person crosses the line.
Wow.
And we'd be feeling all sorry for those people who don't make it in time. We'd be watching throughout.
And you cheer the whole day from the first person to the last runner. You're cheering and clapping and applauding, and you just hanging on, right?
The whole day. And last year was just special.
Yeah.
Because my kids are now old enough to understand. So we were all in front of the TV. My husband, my kids.
Yeah.
My 4-year-old daughter was like, remember how Vosmo and the first guy were close to each other? So everyone was standing in front of the TV and cheering.
Yeah.
That's all we literally do the whole day. You just get up, make some food, come back, eat in front of the TV.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. And it's your tradition every year. But this year, you will not be getting up early to watch the runners come past your house because you have other plans?
Of course, yes. This year is special.
Why?
My husband is doing his very first.
Oh,
so I know the life.
Okay, so I get it. So your hubby got FOMO because you guys like live basically on the route, and he was tired of waking up and cheering other people. He wanted to be part of the ultimate human race.
Yeah.
I could say he had FOMO from a while ago, because last year we woke up, we were outside on the road freezing, and he was all cheering and like, wait, hold on guys, I'm joining you soon. So I just knew it was coming. He's a runner. We never used to do 42 until sometime last year. He decided to do 42s and he did so well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what was the decider for him? Like watching it year after year after year and saying next year, next year, next year, next year. What was it that finally made him go, okay, I'm signing up, I'm doing it?
I believe it's the expansion of distances with every race that he was doing. Because he started off with me doing 10. And then suddenly this person's like, no, I'm no longer doing 10 with you. He's doing 21. Then grew from 21 to 42, and then he did the 52s and stuff. Yeah. And then it was like, I guess he reached a point where he was like, what's the next thing?
And these are, this is amazing. So are you going to be seconding him?
Of course, yes.
All right, so guys, the regular runners on the Comrades Marathon, if you don't see Mandisa as you are sort of like approaching the end of your Comrades Marathon, know that she is still there with you, but this time she is seconding her man on his first Comrades Marathon. Halala, Mandisa, halala. So, yes, what are you doing for the Comrades Marathon? What is your tradition? Do you have something that you do? Do you get up early? Where do you camp? Do you have a meal routine? I want to know, what do you do for the Comrades Marathon week?
Let's say good morning to Sergeant Beshulengwe from KwaMashu. Good morning, Sergeant.
Morning,
Sergeant.
Morning, too.
Yes,
so tell us about your Comrades Marathon tradition that I believe you're about to start this year.
hey, this is new for us. This is new for us. Uh-huh. But we're excited. Yeah. It's like the Kaizer Chiefs win. But it's new, but we're excited. We don't know where to go.
Attention,
Sajjan. Okay, let him talk.
I hope you're sitting up straight. I hope you're sitting up straight when you say attention.
He's not.
Please. So tell us, Sajjan, yes.
Yes. Yeah, we're excited. We don't know if, what to do. We don't know if we have, must have Brighton on the touch line. Mm. What we must do? We need to get the rules of the whole thing. How you go about?
Okay,
it's easy. Today we've got the road closures and everything. Yeah.
So, are you a supporter or a runner this year, Beshu?
I'm a supporter.
Nice. No, we'll have all those details on all of our socials. Where you can drive, where you can park, what you should do.
So he can have his bra.
Yeah. But it'd be good to have a sergeant there to keep people disciplined.
Yes, sergeant.
Yes, safe.
You know, some people might get a little rambunctious, and you can just say, "Wena."
Yeah.
Sergeant doesn't go off duty. We're always on
duty. Oh, really, Sergeant?
Thank you so much.
That's amazing. Thank you for reaching out to us.
Yes.
Let's say good morning to Dawn from Port Shepston. Good morning, Dawn. Can you tell us about your comrades' tradition?
Good morning.
How's it, Dawn? What do you do for comrades' weekend?
Well, I'm really excited. I can't wait. It's like Christmas in June. What we normally do, it's a family tradition that my parents did and we do. We wake up to see the starting gun, which is always very excited. Mm. And then by 10 o'clock, as tradition has it, we start lighting the fires because we start having a breakfast braai with cold beverages I can't mention now.
Yes.
And then we glued to the TV the whole day with all the people. And then towards the end, when the end gun goes and we like holding our hair, literally trying to push the people through the TV over that ending line. But it's full of excitement. It's like a whole day story and it's tradition and we'll never stop.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's fabulous. Sky, can you imagine lighting a bride hopper 7 in the morning?
No, I can't.
Hey?
I can.
If it means you crack open a cold one.
No? It's hopper 7.
At hopper 7?
Bona,
what's your comrades marathon over the weekend? This weekend, what do you do? What are you in the family? What do your friends do? I'd love to know. 061-792-9495.
Morning, East Coast. So, comrades week. It's work week. So, I work. On Comrades Morning, I basically wake up, get a cup of coffee, take a stretch, take a breath, get back in bed, and take all the rest everybody else is missing that's on the road.
Good morning, breakfast team. We take a trot from our property down the valley or in the valley below from the actual wall to the halfway mark and go have coffee and a bravos roll and cheer everybody running past or making it through the halfway mark.
Well, we're actually joining Gelofte High School, Primary School in Pinetown with their gazebo that they've got up for supporting the Comrades Runners, and we'll be there the whole day. Parents, kids in uniform, and we'll be supporting them. This is Alan from Queensborough.
Guys, I did not expect a reply literally from the other side of the planet.
I did. And this is amazing. I got really excited when I heard this message. So let's say good morning to Mbali. She is from Mbezwana, right? But she's currently now in China, in Shanghai.
Ooh.
We're doing breakfast. She's doing lunch at the moment. Oh, so let's say good morning. Good morning, Mbali.
Good morning,
comrades. So tell me all about your comrades marathon tradition because you're going to be watching from China, right?
Yes. So my earliest moments of it was when my grandfather used to sit right next to his radio the whole time. He will be listening through the radio. But this year, I'll be cheering my brother, Sandile Mxolisi Mhlongo. He's going to be running. Yes. And he sent me a link. So I'm not quite sure how it works, but he told me I would be able to watch him and the other runners the whole time.
He's quite right. So you click on the link and I think it'll help you find his race number as well. You can actually track the number on your route. And then, of course, listen to East Coast Radio. We're going to be following the race 100%.
Oh, My goodness. I'm so proud of him, and I cannot wait for the whole thing.
I think this is amazing that you're listening to us from China. Do you listen? So when you listen to us, what is it? Like you've had lunch and you've come back from lunch, and then we're talking about early morning sunrises and stuff.
Exactly. So right when the show starts, it's when I just sit in my desk from lunch and I'm just listening. It makes everything goes easy. Like the time just runs. And sometimes, guys, you guys are so funny, and I'll just laugh and I have my headphones on. And then other people don't have an idea. Why am I just cracking up?
Everyone around you is like, what's going on, China?
Thank you so much, Mbali, and good luck to your brother. We'll also be watching. We'll put him on our list of runners that we are watching. And our East Coast Radio Weekend presenter, Shana Ray, she's also going to be doing her first Sunday's Comrades Marathon. We're going to catch up with her. We've been doing a Comrades Marathon diary with her.
Oh, dearest Comrades Diary, 3 days to go. You know what? You've been there with me through it all. Through the highs and the lows, it has been a journey. So I'm heading out for a run at the moment. I'm just going to do a nice, very chilled 5K just to get the legs moving because they're a bit tender after my sports massage yesterday. And then I'll be going to the chiropractor a little bit later today. But I thought I would give you some inside information about my drip that I had yesterday. So I just wanted to give you a breakdown as to what was in the drip.
This drip has a little fluid to just give you the urea electrolytes. It's got a little bit of zinc to protect your immunity. It's also got a little bit of vitamin C to give you a good immune booster as well as help with inflammation. It's got a little bit of vitamin Bs all the way from 1 to 12, and that gives you some mental focus as well as mental and physical energy. It's got a tiny bit of glutathione just to give you a little bit of immune support as well as a very, very gentle detox and get the energy levels up. And we have magnesium sulfate to assist with relaxation of all your muscles. We've got some calcium gluconate, and that also will work with everything else to increase energy levels. And we've got some taurine, and that's just for pre and post assistance with the comrades.
Also spent yesterday afternoon prepping all my little bags for my nutrition and painkillers and everything I will need along the route for my seconders. So shout out to the awesome seconders out there who are taking on this very challenging experience. Sometimes I think it's harder to second than it is to actually run the comrades. So to all the seconders out there, we love you.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.